Prabhupada sang 1-2 maximum time there.
Prabhupada, every time I heard of Mangalarti, it was 1-2.
Other time? Oh, other than Mangalarti?
Prabhupada used to chant in 26 Second Avenue, we would lead the kirtan in the evening. 1-2. There's a recording, there's a recording someplace. I heard Prabhupada is chanting like 2 tunes. You know, it's really Bhajan, he's chanting by himself. It gets to be a fancy thing, you know, you want to like jack up the kirtan, you know, you want to enliven the kirtan. So, you know, okay, now let's change, we're going to do this, it's like keep everybody going, just like with a new trick. That's not what does it. It's not that all these little tricks that we do is what gets everyone absorbed in the holy name. Rather, that's what distracts. You know, when the kirtan is nice, you're chanting one tune, you're gradually speeding up, everyone's getting more and more absorbed in the holy name. But instead, you chant one tune, just as everybody's starting to get absorbed in that, you change it. And then that goes on for another 3 or 4 mantras, and you change it. And then again, you change it. And everybody's trying to get themselves into sync with your tune now. And you lost the point. If you keep it simple and stick to one tune, then what can people do with their minds? All they can do is just focus it on the next mantra, focus it on the holy name. When you're playing with the tunes, then everybody's, what's going on with the tune? And then all the little tricks that go with it, things that people do. And there's a lot of them. Things that make it harder, not easier, to focus.
Maharaj, you are talking about variation. Right? In one Maha Mantra, there are 2-3 variations.
Yeah, that's all right. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama. Okay, that's 3 variations on one tune. That's different from Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That's something else again.
Prabhupada didn't sing that. Prabhupada didn't sing that.
Can you? Sure.
This also. Hare
Krishna. You can chant anything you want. But Prabhupada said, this is the morning tune, this is what should be chanted. Can you do something else? It's a free country. People think, it's not, people think that more is better. It's not. Less is better. Less is more. Prabhupada kept it so simple and spread all over the world. And then we introduce tunes that are so impossible that no one can follow them.
Yeah. The harmonium sometimes devotees play.
There are tunes that a few people can chant. Govinda Maharaj can chant them, and a few other people can chant them because they've got like perfect pitch. You know, they've got their sense of tone is perfect, and their voices are great. They can do it. Then the next man tries to do it, and he's flat. You know, he can't do it because it's a work of art. It's too complicated for him. So if he would just chant the simple tune, he'd be fine. But no, he has to try to be Govinda Maharaj and chant some impossible tune that's impossible for him.
Generally, we see that if one tune goes for a long time, some people can absorb and some people become impish, kind of.
Their minds are going to wander no matter what you do. Their minds are going to wander no matter what you do. It's not that because you change the tune, they're going to stay with you. Their minds will wander anyway. There's a devotee, Madhava. You ever hear of Madhava's kirtans? 45 minutes, an hour, hour and a half, or more, one tune. One tune. Doesn't change, and no one gets lost. doesn't change the tune, doesn't add any jairadhes, doesn't, nothing else, just Hare Krishna mantra, one tune, goes for an hour or more. People get lost, then they have to learn the discipline. But fix your mind on the holy name.
Sanskrit teacher had come to the temple and we were telling him about chanting. So then he was making a point stating that we should, holy name of the Lord is like, it should be Krishna, Hare Krishna. And he was telling Krishna is like something else. Ideally Krishna, it should be Krishna. So we could not give proper explanation to them. So
it should be what?
He is telling, it should not be Krishna, it should be Krishna.
Yeah, he's a Sanskrit pundit. And Krishna's not, you don't go back to Godhead by being a Sanskrit pundit. Krishna doesn't care that you pronounced it with Pukka Sanskrit pronunciation. He cares about your feeling. So he comes and says, oh, it's, critiques your pronunciation. But will he give up intoxicants, gambling, meat eating, or this thing? No. Will he give up on BD and tea? No. That's too much. But you have to pronounce your vocalic R's properly. We don't have time for that. Again, you go to different parts of the world, they're chanting so many, with so many imperfections in their Sanskrit. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. China, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But Krishna appreciates the devotion. It's not the tune, it's not the pronunciation, it's not your musical expertise, it's not how great your voice is, it's your sincere devotion. Just like cooking, patram pushpam pavatam bhaktya, Krishna didn't care how much opulent food Duryodhana could give. He wasn't going to eat there. He was going to eat at the house of Vidura, where there was devotion. But that's kirtan. Kirtan is not professional performance. Kirtan is not a show of musical capability. Kirtan is sincere chanting to glorify the Lord. Kirtan is not a way of supporting your family or earning a livelihood. Sincere glorification of the Lord. That's the thing. The story is there how Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is on his deathbed. He asked that this song be chanted, Sri Rupa Mantra Vipada. And one very much appreciated member who was, one member who was very much appreciated for his kirtan began to chant. Bhaktisiddhanta stopped him, no, he should chant. D.R. Sridharmaj. He wasn't known for his kirtan, but he was appreciated. It's not your beautiful voice. I hear sometimes kirtan being chanted in the evening, especially some people are chanting here, and I hear, you know, give me a green card. You know, discover my beautiful voice, that's all. How beautifully I'm chanting. Anup Jalota is not our acharya. But people listen to these professionals and they think this is cute. You chant like these people. Like that person mentioned in Jiva Dharma, he picked up some classical technique and he thought all the Vaishnavas are really going to like this. And all the Vaishnavas thought, yuck. They didn't like it at all. Then when he gave it up, he was just chanting sincerely. Then Vaishnavas, yes, now he's become a Vaishnava. He's not a musician anymore. Mm-hmm.
he was chanting in Mayapur, Hare Krishna, half mantra, and then he told people to respond. They do in some temples, in Rajasthan, Govindadev temple. And then Prabhupada stopped him.
Sure.
And they have to go on for, don't add, don't subtract.
Mm-hmm.
Full mantra.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was just reconfirming with the
days. Oh, well, then you should have mentioned that, that if he gave that instruction to Jayapataka, then it has to be noted. Therefore, I'm giving these classes so that the things that we were told will not be lost.
Then have you written a book on the Kirtan standard?
No, but I have my notes, which some devotees have asked for, where all the quotes, you know, I don't have all these quotations from memory. They're all written down. The file is there. Somebody wants it. Some people have asked for it. So, one devotee here.
Kukleshwar.
Okay. Maybe it was for somebody, but anyway, I think it's Kukleshwar.
Well, I think one book should be made, Kirtan standard, and it should be given to
somebody.
Is calling that.
Adahari Prabhu, I think, is writing a book on this. Who's a wonderful Kirtan leader, by the way. Beautiful Kirtan. So he's writing a book, I think.
But sometimes we hear this Kirtan, like in Western style, our bhajans, Jeeva Jago, Jeeva Jago, Gaura Chanda Bole. In a rock style, they sing these bhajans. And
yeah, they can do it. To me, it's not very attractive. It's another, generally speaking, what I see is that people chant in these fashions, not really because it will attract people, but it's because what they're attached to. You know, they haven't shaken off their old preferences, and so they bring it, they're still holding on to it. So they get on stage and they lead something, you know, an electric guitar, and it's not that this is more effective in bringing people to Krishna consciousness, it's just something that they haven't given up yet. Maybe there's some exception, but that's generally what I've seen. And then they're setting the mantra to, you know, like old rock tunes, you know, some well-known song. And everybody's chanting Hare Krishna, but they're thinking of the old song. I think that happens with that song here too, that one song that's like a well-known film song, but they, Hare Krishna mantra is chanting.
Many are there.
Several. So my suspicion is, it's not me because I don't know the songs, but I would guess that while chanting Hare Krishna, people are remembering the old. So, but if you ask, Priya Maharaj told me that, he pointed out one melody and began singing the words of, you know, the Bollywood flick that it came from. And, you know, he said, make a chant, and you don't think of those songs, because you're a Westerner, but you know, we hear them and we immediately remember the old film. I don't know that there's any advantage to that. And these kirtans are so nice. Prabhupada said that this Bengali tune is like a special feature, you know, like Bengali sweets all over India. Bengali sweets are like a known item. Bengali sweets are famous all over India. So this Bengali tune is like another cultural contribution that belongs to the Sankirtan movement. But to trade that in for, you know, some rock and roll or some Bollywood flick, it's like cultural conquest, their cultural conquest, our culture. me, it's not, I don't see any gain in it. The original thing is so beautiful. And in Prabhupada's time, we did this, you know, we would chant these simple kirtan and be happy. Now, not to say that there weren't more tunes and that people didn't do, you know, but it was, compared to what it is now, it was simple and more attractive. Devotees told me Jamuna Dasi, terribly distressed by what's happened to his kirtan. Really unhappy with what it's turned into. And others also. You know, we hear what it is. It's like, and now it's not even people who are doing things because they're inventing something. They're following what they learned. It's all they ever heard since they joined the temple. But it's all stuff that in Prabhupada's time wasn't there. So it's like, it's lamentable, you know, that the original thing has been lost.
So Maharaj, there are many tunes actually. When we go on ISKCON Desire, if we see many devotees, many leaders who are singing kirtan. I'm not talking about Bollywood or Hollywood, but they're singing many, many, many varieties are there. So wherever we are also going to lead kirtan, we also see that this time we will sing this tune, and next time
there may be more than one tune. Mangalarti, there's one tune. Mangalarti, there's one tune. And they're Prabhupada appreciated sometimes different tunes at, you know, different times. Not for the Mangalarti, but other times.
We should sing.
And some others he didn't like at all. And some of the ones he liked the most you don't hear very much. This tune Prabhupada liked for the evening arti. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Prabhupada liked that a lot. This one is so unattractive. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. You know, compare the two. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Compare that to Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. You know, it's two different worlds. My personal prejudice. I don't have a direct instruction from Prabhupada about that. That one I clearly identify to you as my own personal prejudice. I hate it.
Maharaj, we sing different tune, and in the end we finish with Prabhupada tune. Prabhupada Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare.
Yeah, I know, people.
We sing one tune and then at the end we finish with Prabhupada tune. That is the kirtan standard which means we follow.
You can. Otherwise, if you're singing another tune, you can end with the other tune. It's not like you have to chant that tune. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Not that you have to end every kirtan with that tune. If you started with some other tune, you can end with the other tune. No requirement that you have to switch back. Otherwise, Prabhupada used to chant that tune the whole time. No one's going to do that now. God forbid you should chant only that tune. But that's what Prabhupada did. Now again, it's not, he appreciated other tunes. It's not that that was the only tune. Now you must chant only this one tune. There are others, they're nice. Some of them are beautiful. I listen to other tunes and like them. But when it gets to be a musical performance with all gimmicks and tricks and games being played and switch and switch and switch and switch, like just when I was getting into the kirtan, you switch. And it breaks the meditation.
that you're supposed to do that. You're supposed to switch after 5 or 6 months because people are going to lose concentration. It works the other way. All the fancy stuff, that mridanga playing was so fancy when I was chanting today. You heard? Like a perfect demonstration of what we were talking about. He could chant fancy, he could show off all the stuff, but he couldn't follow. And I wasn't complicated that I was doing. But he wasn't listening to me, he was listening to his beats. I'm sure he's a nice boy. But that's what he thought he was supposed to do. And you get these mridanga players, they're playing for yesterday's kirtan. They've got a pattern that they think they're supposed to follow because that's how we did it yesterday, that's how we're going to do it today. It doesn't matter what the leader does, we're doing this. They're still playing for yesterday's kirtan.
Maharaj, when Prabhupada played the kirtan, it was always the slow, like 1, 2, when it was faster.
Yeah, he didn't. The only thing he did that was. Let's see. People don't even know how to play them. You know, they think that because they're Indian, they don't need to be instructed. You know, it's like comes with a DNA. Typically, you can go. It's not like that. Prabhupada's chanting. There's like a sizzle on the third beat. And lots of times you get straps and that are so bad you can hardly do that. But it doesn't matter because everything should be fat. But the straps should be nice, the cartel should be clean and shiny. They should be well chosen so that they have good musical probabilities. They're not just percussion instruments, they're musical instruments. Prabhupada did that. That much.
Sometimes some devotees play up also.
Prabhupada did that also.
Yeah, also.
But there are other things that devotees do that. You know, I think, again, when you speed up, then you do this thing. I don't even know how to do it. I never learned it. You know what I mean?
Prabhupada never did that fast when we do it like this?
No, I don't think so. No, I never heard him do it.
Prabhupada played fast. Prabhupada do fast, kirtan is.
No. So 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 2, 1, 2.
So Prabhupada like this.
Or fast also.
Now, again, I'm not the cartel police. That's just how Prabhupada did it. I don't know what he might say about somebody who's more proficient. In Mayapur, they're very expert. At least in Mayapur, they're expert. You know, you find these people who are doing stuff and they don't know what they're doing. They're just doing it. Murari Hari Prabhu should be. Prabhupada told him that he should be kirtan in Mayapur. Prabhupada's disciple, he knows what kirtan is. And he's so distressed by what kirtan's become in Mayapur. All these young guys who think they know what they're doing and they don't listen. But while he's available, interviews with him. Interviews and kirtan, because kirtan's wonderful. Get to
last kirtan. That is only 1-2-3, or then it comes to 1-2-1-2.
Prabhupada just went the same way. I'm not laying down a law. He just went the same way. He just went. So he didn't do, you know, like Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You know, he didn't have this like sudden boom, two-speed bicycle approach, where you have one speed, then you have a second speed. Prabhupada, there was only one thing that gradually became faster. And he didn't, you know, the devotees, I see them, you know, the Madanga players and everybody, they're like waiting for the second part, when you go fast.
Yeah.
And then the cards all change, and the Madanga changes, and everything changes, and he goes, Prabhupada just didn't do that. There was no part one, part two. He just chanted, and he gradually speeded up, and gradually speeded up, and gradually speeded up, and then he stopped. Do it a different way. Yeah. I'm just reporting what he did. But if you do that, then people, then the Mridanga players and the Kartal players all get lost. You know, what happened? If you give them, if you nod at them, like, you know, you're going faster than they are, you give them a nod, then they say, oh yeah, now it's part two, and they start going past you. They won't listen. You shake your head, then they go slip back to part one again. You know, they don't get it, but there's something other than part one, part two. You know, it's either in the red box or it's in the green box. That's it. There's no in between. Pink and yellow and orange don't exist. It's just, it's either red or it's green. For me, so I can't count for you the number of times I've just told the Mridanga player, put the drum down. You know, and just continue with kartals. Because I'd rather have no Mridanga than a Mridanga player who's in outer space somewhere. You know, looking to join the Gandharvas or whatever the aspirations are. You know, go, join the Gandharvas, get out of here. May have something to do with it.
Mm. That is what we have been seeing all through our life.
Yeah, everybody's, that's why I said, it's like not your fault. This is what you, what they were doing when you came.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing the same thing that everybody else was doing. To me, this is monkey see, monkey do here. Instead of playing the Prabhupada machine all the time, go out and get some files of Prabhupada actually giving kirtan and listen to what he's doing. So many available. Listen, you know, not just, you know, listen to some of Prabhupada's kirtan. It's not fancy. Not, you'll probably hear, listen to all of the files that exist. Maybe you'll hear four tunes, five at the most. You know, morning tune, and two or three others. Not fancy, it's not a big musical production. Prabhupada's Mridanga playing also. He was expert, but he wasn't showing off. And I should probably, you know, that his files of Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj are so amazing. I mean, he's such a capable Mridanga player. And what is he playing? Boom. Boom. Another file of Prabhupada. It could outdo any of the ISKCON Mridanga players. I mean, in terms of, you know, knowing beats and knowing this and that, he'd probably outdo the whole pack of this. But what he played was so simple. Amazing. Another one. Oh wow. I mean, could it be simpler than that? It's so elegant. It's like the difference between, you know, like in the West at least, they're the very rich ladies. They have a very simple dress and, you know, like some diamond earrings and a pearl, you know, one strand of pearls that are worth, you know, 10 lakhs or something. And that's how they're dressed. That's called elegant. And then there's the women who have, you know, hardly any money. And they've got, you know, plastic this and plastic that, and 5 sets of this and 14 sets of that. And, you know, they're trying to look like they're something, but they have no class. You know, they have no refinement. Those who are, I attended some, it was a wedding actually here in Bombay. I don't usually attend weddings, but it was one of our important devotees, and I attended like the reception. And it was, I forget where it was, it was one of those very exclusive Bombay venues. And every woman who came was, you know, like dazzlingly dressed. But their jewelry, I mean, these were the, you know, top class women in Bombay. You'd see they just have, you know, a couple of simple ornaments, but each of those ornaments would be worth, you know, like, you could buy a house in Lokanwala with, you know, one of their earrings. But simple. Yeah, they just have a few simple, priceless ornaments. Not gaudy. So, like, mridanga beats are like that. There's Krishnadas Babaji, it's just boom, 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 boom. And there's my mridanga player. Brim, brim, brim. I can't even keep time. You know, but they want to try out the latest thing that they mastered. You know, they practiced so long and now they didn't do it. It's not what it's about. Hear Babaji Maharaj. It's about intense devotion and the holy name of Krishna. And the mridanga just kind of keeps it going. It's not that the mridanga is like front and center. If I hadn't drawn your attention to it, you probably wouldn't have even noticed it. Does it stand out? Does it overpower everything? I think it was this morning. All I was hearing was mridanga. It was this morning. Yeah, this morning it was like, you know, it was loud. He was a little bit faster than the person who was leading. It was like stepping on his heels. And it was real fancy. All I could hear was mridanga. I didn't come here for, you know, to hear your mridanga. It happens quite often. You know, really expert mridanga player. Supposed to listen to his real expert mridanga player. I'm not interested in your real expert mridanga player. Especially if you can't follow the person who's leading. Simple. That's all. Keep it simple. Yeah. Thank you.